In my early years, my early teen years, that is, my family played a board game by the Milton Bradley Toy Company called The Game of Life. I found the game entertaining. And now as an adult, I found out that the real Game of Life differs from the board game, that it is a lot more challenging. In fact, sometimes the game is not very fun at all. The question then for us as Christians is, how do we get into the Game of Life as our Creator intended? Could it be that God requires a certain response from us? That this response is in direct proportion to our understanding of the calling that God has given to us? Now, this response is critical if we are to get into the Game of Life and receive the awards that come through this response. Today, I'd like to take a look at this response that is so important from us. And rather than say right now what that response is, I'd like to begin with a story. And for those who like titles, I have titled this sermon at Getting Into the Game. The story is about a person I know very well. The story is about me. When I was 12 years old, I joined the Boy Scouts. I became very active in the Boy Scouts, and this continued all the way through high school. And I look upon those years with my brother, Mark, and my dad as a scoutmaster as some of the best years of my life. However, during that time, I had a secret desire to play high school football. When I began to attend high school, I did not turn out for football, though. Some of the reasons why I did not turn out was because I was very committed to the Boy Scout program. Some of it was because I was shy and I wasn't sure of myself to play high school football. Now, during that summer that preceded my senior year in high school, I made a fateful decision to turn out for football. I felt that if I had not turned out for football, then this heavy anchor of regret of not filling my desire to play football would hang around my neck for the rest of my life. So I turned out for football in my senior year, knowing fully that I was at a great, great disadvantage to all those who had previous high school football's experience, combined with their experience of playing football in the youth leagues. On that first day that they issued the football uniform, I did a typical guy thing. You know how like a guy will drive around for 15 minutes and not ask for directions? Well, I didn't ask anyone how you put this uniform on. So I had to slyly look around the locker room and see how the other guys put their uniform on. So with zero football experience, I was on a rather steep learning curve for the rest of the season. And I did my best to cover up my inexperience with a dedicated determination to do my best. Now, the seventh game of the year was a road trip. The team was to take a 2.5-hour bus ride from the high school in Burlington, Washington that I attended to the high school in Aberdeen, Washington. And I don't remember why, but the entire team could not go. And so there was a list of players chosen to go on the trip to Aberdeen. It was posted near the coach's office. Now, up until this time, I had not played in one game at all. And so with great apprehension, I went up to that list and looked, and to my amazement, my name was on the list. I guess I was doing something right, for see, I made the cut. Now, the road trip was great. And for the first time, I began to feel like part of the team. Now, during the game, I stood on the sidelines as I had done the previous games, and with my loudest thoughts possible, I said, "Okay, coach, get me into the game. Coach, get me into the game." Well, the game had finished, and I had still not played in the game. In the eighth game, I got in for two plays. In the ninth and final game, I got into the game for five plays. And I tell you, it was great. I learned a valuable lesson there. I learned that standing on the sidelines is not where it's at. The action and excitement is on the football field. The glory is playing the game. Today I'm saddened. I'm saddened because a few of my brothers and sisters in Christ are standing on the sidelines in the game of life of their Christian journey. Now, you are here today because of the calling that God has given to you. Many of you responded to that calling by changing your life. You go through repentance. You become baptized. If you have the hands of God's ministers laid upon you and you receive God's Holy Spirit, the response from us then is to serve God. We become servants for and of God. And this aspect of serving is critical if we are to get fully into the game of life. Jesus said in Matthew 24, an important part about being a servant. In Matthew 24, and beginning in verse 45 through 46, we read, "Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find doing so." Here we see that a servant is not an observer, but a participant, a worker. When you go to the football game, the fans are easy to spot. They're the ones watching the game, the observers. And the football players, they're easy the ones to spot too, because they're wearing the uniform of a football player. And they are down on the field, playing the game, participating in the game. And as Christians, we, like football players, also wear a uniform. If you turn to Ephesians 6, you can read about this uniform. Now, when I played football, I wore a helmet, I had shoulder pads for protection, and I wore special shoes for the game, and there was other equipment. In Scripture, the uniform of a Christian is given a different name. This uniform is called the armor of God. In Ephesians 6, beginning in verse 13, we'll read through 17, we read this, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Now, to all of you who hear my voice and are baptized, you are wearing the uniform of a Christian, the armor of God. But just wearing the armor of God does not put you fully into the game of life. Getting into the game requires our active participation into the game. We do this through service, being a servant of God. So to a few of my brothers and sisters who wear the armor of God but are not serving, you're really standing on the sidelines. There's a constant theme that runs through the New Testament that repeats itself over and over. For example, in the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, Jesus talks about individuals who were given talents. That is, in this case, it was money. And those who increased their money were well rewarded. But you remember the one who did nothing? And his talent was called in Matthew by Jesus, "You wicked and lazy servant." An important principle here is illustrated that we need to be a participant, not observers, in our Christian journey. That not using or practicing as we are led by God in His wisdom and understanding amounts to not be fully in the game. Now, several verses before this, in verse 21 in Matthew 25, Jesus talks about those who serve and says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord." What a reward. Another thing we have to take account is the window of opportunity. Now, when I look back at my 55 years of life, the window of opportunity to play in high school was actually quite small. You see, like, you can't play high school football when you're in grade school. And once you graduate from high school, you can't be 25, 30, or 40 years old and say, "Well, you know, I didn't play high school football. I want to go back to school." It doesn't work that way. I let 3 years slip through my fingers, and in the last year of opportunity, I played football. In our Christian life, there are two windows of opportunity to serve. Scriptures state in Hebrews 9:27 that it's appointed once for man to die. This first window of opportunity is open from now until the time we die. You don't get credits for past work, of past serving. You have to be an active server. Now, the great unknown is when we will die. 1 Peter 4:17 makes a rather sobering statement. The Apostle Paul states, "For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God?" There's actually a second window of opportunity, in that God is allowing mankind a set amount of time to turn to Him. In 1 Thessalonians 5:2 says, "The day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night." We will not know when the beginning of the tribulation begins. The window of opportunity to serve and be in the first resurrection will close then. 1 Corinthians 15:23 states that there's an order to those who are being resurrected into the kingdom of God. Those who are the first fruits, those who are being called by God and are His servants, will be in the small first resurrection. There's reward to those who are loyal and faithful servants to God. Now, all others have not lost their opportunity to be saved, but rather will be given a different time that God knows best for their resurrection and their salvation. In closing, brethren, I learned many lessons from playing high school football. I learned how to wear the football uniform. I learned the rules and regulations of the game. I learned that the coach decides who plays the game. And most importantly, I learned that standing on the sidelines is vastly different than playing the game. Remember this, that the greatest coach of all time, of mankind, God the Father, is building the greatest team you ever see. God has called you here today to become an opportunity to become a member of that team. He's placed you in that team as He sees fit, the body of Christ, His church. In spite of our human weaknesses, God knows through His guidance, as we ask Him, that you can play the game of life that is rewarding. You hold in your hands the playbook for all mankind. God's Word, the Bible. It is now time brethren, to participate in the game of life before the window of opportunity closes. It is our choice to become servants. Those who become servants of God will be rewarded. You will make the cut. God will take His servants on a road trip to protect His servants from the great tribulation that is coming. And you will be invited to the best supper ever, the wedding supper of Jesus Christ, and transformed into spirit beings with Christ. To all you who serve in this congregation, do well. But I did not come here to pat you on the back. Rather, I came to awake those who slumber. It is my strongest desire to see that a few of my brothers and sisters in Christ who are wearing the armor of Christ and are standing now on the sidelines of the game of life stand and shout, God, get me into the game. Father, get me into the game of life by showing me how I can serve you by serving this congregation and others.